I will continue with Free For All Friday and your phone calls. I'll fill them in around the edges for the next 2 hours. In fact, hour and a half, I guess, whichever. 877-310-9966. Keep that written down in the dust on your dash so you can call into the Steve Gruber Show on Free For All Fridays. My next guest is going to talk a little bit about some of the things we're seeing when it comes to this debt, the deficit, the spending that's completely out of control. Been brought up by several callers today, and one in particular said, well, how do we keep doing this? Why do we keep spending money? Why can we not stop? Because they're politicians. Adam Michelle is the tax policy director at the Cato Institute. $1.8 trillion in energy tax credits or new bridges? Well, what do you think we should have more of? Or should we penalize the energy industry and tax them harder? Good to have you back on the program here, Adam. Thank you for taking the time.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me on.
All right, sort this out for us. Tax credits, bridges, infrastructure, or more taxes on the people. I guess $4.5 trillion in revenue, which is more than the gross domestic product of every nation on earth except two, the United States and China. I guess that's not enough money to run our government. Weird. Where are we?
you're right. The president has passed multiple bills that hand out essentially corporate subsidies of all sorts. The biggest one being the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. This was the sort of Green New Deal 2.0, and they initially said that they included about $300 billion of tax credits for green energy and other types of energy production in the U.S. Those estimates have continually been revised up, and the most recent estimates look like they could cost as much as $1.8 trillion over 10 years.
Let me ask you something. This is where you spend your time. And so the thing that I think is really terrific these days is modular nuclear. Because you can power entire cities with nuclear reactors that are about the size of an SUV, right? About the size of an SUV, you can power entire cities. And so the danger of an accident is reduced tremendously. You don't have Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or whatever because you don't have giant reactors. Like they have little reactors. And all of this idea that somehow we're saving the environment by bulldozing thousands of acres to put in solar panels that are full of heavy metals and other toxins is insane. We're destroying habitat, destroying trees, plowing them down to what, plant trees to save the planet? Help me here, Adam. I'm not real smart, but bulldozing trees to save trees doesn't seem like a very smart path to me.
That's what happens when Washington is picking winners and losers of the sort of future energy markets.
Right.
When there's tax credits for wind or tax credits for solar, you're neglecting other market-driven energy solutions. You're making one thing more profitable than another. And we've been trying to do this for about four decades now. There's been wind and solar and other energy credits in the tax code for about 40 years. And these industries still cry that they need additional Washington subsidies to be profitable or to compete. And so it's a long list of failure in this respect.
It is a long list of failure. And I, you know, I had a caller here just a short time ago saying, why can't we stop spending? And I think, okay, why can we not stop spending? Why can we not say $4.5 trillion is what you get? You don't get $7.3 trillion, which is the new budget put forth by Joe Biden, which would take us to $40 trillion in debt by what? 2030, 2031, right around the corner. We went from $5 trillion in debt when Barack Obama walked into the White House in 2009. $5 trillion. We're seven times higher now than we were in 2009. Seven times higher in, what, 15 years? Unbelievable, Adam. I mean, there's no good outcome for that, is there?
No, those projections are optimistic. They assume that Congress lets tax increases increase automatically. It assumes discretionary spending sort of grows slower than the economy. It assumes we don't engage in any new wars or have additional economic crises. So you're right. Congress likes to spend. They like to continue sort of shoveling money out the door, and they don't like to ask the American people to pay for it. And it's the disconnect between those two that ultimately puts us into the hole.
Last question here for today, Adam. Where is the point of no return? I always thought it was about $24 trillion. I used to read that back in the day. Of course, that's $10 trillion ago. We haven't self-destructed yet, but my money's not worth what it was a year ago or 2 years ago. I can't go to the grocery store and buy very much for a $100 bill. You look at your grocery card and you go, for $100, this is what I get. I used to think that about $20. What is the point of no return?
That's the problem. No one knows what that exact tipping point will be. We know that this can't go on forever. We can't continue having $2 trillion deficits ad infinitum. And so eventually it has to stop. And that's the uncertainty. And what makes this whole charade so dangerous is eventually it has to collapse. And if we're not planning for it now, we won't be ready when it hits us.
Yeah, absolutely true. Adam Michel, tax policy director of the Cato Institute. We need less spending, less taxation, and we'll have more prosperity. But they just don't seem to get it, Adam. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. It is Free for All Friday. There you have the sobering truth about trillions of dollars in debt and spending and everything else. 877-310-9966. Thoughts on that or anything else? The open border, Bidenomics, anything. Tim is in Ohio. Ohio lighting it up today here on the Steve Gruber Show. Tim, how are you?
Hey, people call me Timmy D.
Timmy D. All right, Timmy D. Yeah. Sounds like an orange juice drink. That's Sunny D. Anyhow, what's on your mind?
This makes you the best show on RAV because you care enough to take people's calls. I mean, I'm really blessed. So I'm so frustrated with how they're attacking Trump with these political warfare, lawfare, that I wrote a song called MAGA Fulton County Blues, and I put it on YouTube, and I think you're going to like it because it has great harmonica in it.
I like harmonica. I like, because I love the blues. The MAGA Fulton County Blues for Timmy D.
Well, I mean, yeah, they need to just do the, in your show, it portrays the truth.
Well, and, there you go.
And they need to just, the truth needs to prevail, and it will. And that's one of the lines in my song about Fannie, the truth will prevail. And then right after I wrote the song, she gets, the truth came out about
it. Well, it sure did. So, all right, folks, here it is. Timmy D. Everybody's tuned in. It's Timmy D. right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Free for All Friday.